This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 11th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A warm evening across Israel with clear skies in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A gentle breeze in Haifa offers a pleasant night for those stepping out. Here are today's headlines. First, an Iranian newspaper linked to Tehran's regime has threatened Israeli and U.S. leaders, including Netanyahu and Trump. This report comes just in from Walla. Also, the IDF is preparing for a prolonged presence in Lebanon. This follows a recent ceasefire with Hezbollah regrouping. Ynet reported this earlier today. Also this hour, four settlers have been detained for an alleged attack on a CNN crew in Sinjil, a West Bank town. The Times of Israel provided this update. Separately, a special Israeli unit reports it has slain 2,561 terrorists involved in the October 7th invasion. JNS shared this earlier today. And finally, UK Jewish groups are concerned as Andy Burnham, likely to be the next UK Prime Minister, criticizes Israel over Gaza. This comes from JTA's earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Michael Dixon posted just minutes ago that a Gaza doctor who criticized Israel in the New York Times is actually a Hamas colonel. Open source intel reported earlier today that the IDF struck a Hezbollah weapons cache in southern Lebanon. The strike led to secondary explosions. Eli Afriat stated that the IDF successfully eliminated Hezbollah terrorists transporting weapons in southern Lebanon. This post came 30 minutes ago. Now for more on those stories, starting with the threat from an Iranian newspaper. Al-Moshari, associated with the Tehran regime, has published images of Netanyahu and Trump as assassination targets. This follows rising tensions between Iran, Israel, and the United States. The implications for regional security are significant, as this could escalate diplomatic strains further. Turning to the situation in Lebanon, the IDF is settling in for a sustained deployment as Hezbollah regroups under a ceasefire. Despite recent strikes in southern Lebanon, no orders for withdrawal have been issued, says Ynet. This development suggests ongoing instability in the region, impacting civilian lives and peace efforts. Meanwhile, the Times of Israel tells us that four settlers have been detained after allegedly attacking a CNN crew in Sinjil. The crew was en route to cover a site where an American Palestinian was reportedly beaten to death last year. This incident highlights ongoing tensions and the volatile situation in the West Bank, affecting media coverage and international perspectives. Separately, JNS reports that Israeli forces have neutralized over 2,500 terrorists involved in the October 7th attacks. This operation is part of a broader effort to address security threats from Hamas-led incursions. The ongoing operations reflect Israel's commitment to national security, but they also underscore the continuing cycle of violence. And finally, from earlier today, JTA reports that UK Jewish groups are uneasy about Andy Burnham's stance on Israel. As the front runner to succeed Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Burnham has criticized the UK government's response to the conflict in Gaza. This development could affect UK-Israel relations and the political landscape for Jewish communities in the UK. Turning to business and markets. First, the financial report season is underway, with investors keenly watching forecasts, interest rates, and AI investment returns. Israel Hayom Business provided this update 3 hours ago. Separately, Matrix IT is acquiring Lower Energy for 73 million shekels to enhance its defense sector offerings. Globes reported the acquisition 2 days ago. And finally, Israeli startup Scapion has raised $36 million to develop a defense system against drone swarms. Ynet Business noted that this funding will accelerate their hiring and development efforts. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 11 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.